listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Yeah, you got me looking gravy, baby.
Today on our blues road trip, I'm going to take you on a trip back in time. A time when blues was rocking the airwaves out of stations in the Midwest and Southern United States. A time when DJs could spin a record of an artist that was new on the scene, or perhaps even accepted a little payoff of sorts from the artists who wanted to get their music out on the airwaves. A time when Chicago blues was at its peak with such artists as Muddy Waters, Chester Burnett, Otis Spann, James Cotton, Little Walter, Coco Taylor, and so forth. One of the shining stars of that time was a tall, lanky, rather crude and somewhat rude bluesman known as Sonny Boy Williamson II. His given name was Rice Miller, and he seemingly stole his name, Sonny Boy, from the Chicago native bluesman John Lee Williamson, or commonly known as Sonny Boy Williamson I. I read it was an intentional scheme of Rice Miller to steal the Sonny Boy moniker so as to get attention to himself. Well, it apparently worked. Today, when Sonny Boy Williamson is mentioned, the one that pops up first in the minds of blues enthusiasts is indeed Rice Miller, or Sonny Boy II. Let's get into this blues man's music and see why he made such a big mark in the blues world. Sonny Boy Williamson II. Today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Mean little girl, I try to get along. I don't know why she keep on doing me wrong. She knows she's under my skin, and I'm trying to do the best I can. Tell me, baby, what have I done? You know you own this one. I can't understand. Must be another man. Yeah. I can't understand. I just can't understand. I can't understand. Must be another man. Baby, I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. Why you wanna go?
down the roses, stop at Fannie Mae. Gonna tell Fannie what I heard. A boyfriend said, don't start me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go. Jack give his wife $2, go downtown and get some mocking. Gets out on the streets. Old George stopped her. He knocked her down and black in the eye. She gets back home, tell her husband a lie. Don't start me talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signal fine. Somebody's got to go. Borrowed some money, go to the beauty shop. She honked his horn, she began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop where I can get my hair side. Don't stop me talking, I'll tell everything I know. Imagination. my baby had on her mind. She knew I'd think too much about her for her to be thinking wrong things all the time. I love her so bad, I just can't sleep at night. I love her so bad, till I just can't sleep at night. I don't eat my breakfast in the morning, as my teeth and tongue begin to fight. I love my baby so hard, the lights don't burn bright no more. I love so hard, man, tell it, lights don't burn bright no more. She done walked off and left me, and I wonder why did my baby go. Slept a wink today. Sit up all night last night. Haven't slept a wink today. I'm just wondering to myself why my baby treat me this way.
All right, we're listening to Sonny Boy Williamson II today on a road trip back into blues history. Sonny Boy, or Alex Rice Miller, was a renowned harmonica player that was known for his unique style, his personality, and his part in history in the blues world. He seems to play second only to Little Walter Jacobs in the blues harmonica scene. However, I'm not sure my saying he played second is actually a truthful statement of fact, regardless of or in spite of the public's general view. Little Walter's primarily known for his style of playing, where he would take different styles of and keys of harmonicas and play on the same song. He was noted for electrifying the sound and playing through a handheld microphone through an amplifier. I really should clarify, though, recording the amplified sound, whereas the late Snooky Pryor claims he actually was the first in playing through an amplifier when he was in the armed forces, playing taps through the bassist system long before Little Walter even thought about doing it. Sonny Boy II was unique in his own right, though. He started long before Little Walter Jacobs, who was born in 1930, versus Williamson, who was born possibly as early as 1912. Williamson himself claimed it was 1899, but that was really not true, according to the late historian David Evans, who, by going through the censuses, discovered that 1912 was probably the accurate year of Williamson's birth. Nonetheless, Sonny Boy Williamson II was influential to blues artists, as was Walter, to the up-and-coming blues harmonica players that would arise in the future years. Let's get back to some more music from Sonny Boy II, starting off with what it was hailed as his first recording, backing fellow Mississippi bluesman Elmore James in his 1951 cover of a tune called Dust My Broom. Then we'll follow that with Williamson's All My Love in Vain, which may sound familiar, being a song similar to Robert Johnson's Love in Vain that became popular when the British band The Rolling Stones covered it on their album in 1969. Sonny Boy II today on our road trip back into blues history.
my heart have been broken, and all of my love's in vain. Heart have been broken, and all my love in vain. But the people's always told me that a woman was the glory for me. If you whoop her when she need it, the judge will not let you explain. Whoop her when she need it, the judge will not let you explain. Because he believe in justice, and a woman is the glory for me. Falling rain. Tired out on the desert, red out in the falling rain. And to lose my baby, she is the glory for me.
Child, always treat your neighbors right. Be fair with your friends likewise. To yourself. Please, darling, do me a favor. Keep our business to yourself. I don't want you to tell nobody in your family, and don't mention it to nobody else. Don't tell your mother, don't tell your father, don't tell your sister, don't mention it to your brother. Please, darling, keep our business to yourself. Don't you tell nobody, and don't mention it to nobody else. I have a wife. If you start to talk that gonna mess up our life, please, please, baby, keep our business to yourself. Don't you tell nobody, don't mention to nobody else. Goodbye, darling. A long time to find out my mistake. It took me a long time to find out my mistake. It sure did, man. But I bet you my bottom dollar I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. I started checking. I found out my downfall from 1930. I'm telling all of my friends I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. All right now. Yeah, till 1950.
chapter 7, I got to correct all of my mistakes. Whoa, man, 1957, I got to correct all of my mistakes. I'm telling my friends, including my wife and everybody else, not fighting no more frog for snake.
Sonny Boy Williamson II came into the spotlight in 1941 when he was hired to play King Biscuit Time show on radio station KFFA out of Helena, Arkansas. He was advertising the King Biscuit brand of baking flour along with his friend Robert Jr. Lockwood. The program's sponsor, Max Moore, began billing Miller as Sonny Boy Williamson, apparently in an attempt to capitalize on the fame of the well-known Chicago-based harmonica player and singer Sonny Boy Williamson, actually John Lee Curtis Williamson. I find it kind of interesting how they used to be able to get away with a lot of those antics back in those days. Miller himself even would claim later that he'd been the first to use the name Sonny Boy Williamson, playing off of Max Moore's lead. In 1949, Williamson relocated to West Memphis, Arkansas, where he lived with his sister and her husband, Howlin' Wolf. Yeah, the Howlin' Wolf. He started his own KWEM radio show from 1948 to 1950, selling the Elixir Had a Call. He brought his King Biscuit musician friends to West Memphis, Elmore James, Houston Stackhouse, author Big Boy Crudup, Robert Nighthawk, and others to perform on KWEM. Also during that time, Williamson married Howlin' Wolf's half-sister, May, and he showed Wolf how to play the harmonica. To this day, it amazes me how so many of the famous who's who's in the blues world cross paths in their lives, not only through music, but in relationships and family ties. Here's some more from Sonny Boy Williamson II on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Your heart to someone, you're not supposed to tell a lie. If you cross your heart to someone, you're not supposed to tell a lie. Before you said wrong or either do wrong, it have to be so long or either goodbye. The first time I crossed my heart, I was by your bedside on my knees. Time I crossed my heart, I was by your bedside, down on my knee. Shut up, man. And I know the difference between I and you. I have to beg you, please, darling, help me, please. You're the one else I know. There's no one else I know. Anything you tell me to do, I have to do it, or I'll have to go. Darling, you know exactly what happened last year, just about this time. Yes, you know exactly what happened last year, just about this time. You asked me for $100, and I didn't have but 99. She's so nice and kind. I'm in love with the little girl, just because she's so nice and kind. I was so sorry when she asked me for $100. I couldn't give her but 99. $400, and I didn't have but $399.
Midnight dream. That unseen eye remind me of a midnight dream. It remind me of somebody I haven't never seen. Boys, you better be careful about what you say or do. Better be careful, boys, about what you say or do. That unseen eye just keep on watching you. Do. Yes, I don't care where you go and
what you might say or do. That unseen eye will be always watching you. Seems like you don't care about what you say. Seems like you don't care about the places you go. Seems like you don't care what you say or do. But that unseen eye is watching you.
In the 1960s, Sonny Boy toured Europe several times during the height of the British blues craze, backed on a number of occasions by the band The Authentics, and recorded with the Yardbirds for the albums Sonny Boy Williamson and the Yardbirds, and The Animals, and appearing on several television broadcasts throughout Europe as well. Around this time, he was quoted as saying of the backing bands who accompanied him, "Those British boys want to play the blues real bad, and they do." He was also on tour with a lot of American blues personalities for the American Folk Blues Festival shows that ran from 1963 to 66. Sonny Boy took a liking to the European fans while there, and he had a custom-made two-tone tailored suit personally made for him, along with his bowler hat, matching umbrella, and an attaché case for his harmonicas. Let's get back to some more of the music of Sonny Boy II on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Thank you. up on my bed. Find out what you're putting down. Checking up on my baby. Find out what you're putting down. So many nights and days I have been out of town. Even right, I wouldn't call home, and I wouldn't even write. I caught me a plane, flew back the same night, checking up on my baby, find out what you put down, checking up on my baby, find out what you put down. So many nights and days, boy, I was out of town.
I brought my baby temperature up to 110. Now I'm a little zero out on the outside, and I brought my baby's temperature up to 110. Ever since then, the little girl put me down for another man. I give him all of my money, my love, and everything. All of my money, all of my love, and everything. I brought my baby temperature up to 110, and she done put me down for another man. I'm a little zero on the outside. I brought my baby's temperature up to 110. Oh, yes, I did. Now I'm a little zero, and I brought my baby's temperature up to 110. Oh, yeah. Ever since then, she done put me down for another man. Yeah.
Early one Sunday morning, they both would go to church. I tried to slip one out, but I see just one way. It was too close together. Yeah, it was too close together. I know it was too close together, and I couldn't see one for the other.
Man, they must be Siamese twins.
morning, thought I was making a four-day creep. Time I knocked on the door, the other guard said, is you looking for me? It was too close together. Well, yes, it was too close together. I know it was too close together, and I couldn't see one, but seeing the other. Tried to teach her when she wasn't quite a child. Now she's growing up, getting frantic and wild. But she my baby. Yes, she my baby. She is my baby. And I don't mean maybe.
Another man.
gun. She done put me down. Nine below zero. The little gun. She done put me down. I don't have not one dime.
All right, we're listening to Sonny Boy number two today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. That was just called Nine Below Zero. Hey, one of the things I read that Sonny Boy could do was actually put a harmonica within his mouth without touching it. He would turn it around, play songs with it without using his hands. I mean, man, it's just amazing stuff that he would do for his show. I hope you enjoyed our trip back in time today, listening to Sonny Boy Williamson II, Alex Rice Miller. This is Mr. Jack for Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. We got one more here for you. A song entitled Help Me. This is Mr. Jack. Until next time, I'll catch you later.
Me. I can't do it all by myself. You got to help me, baby. I can't do it all by myself. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll have to find myself somebody else. I may have to wash it. May have to sew. I may have to cook. I might mop the floor, but you help me, baby. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll find myself somebody else. Help me, darling.